So, make people understand and to go in more on it, right? If we never really been educated, how do we know ourselves? You understand what I'm saying? And that, and we look at that as something so simple, but it's really a big deal.
Yeah, cause they don't know how deep this shit go.
Right.
To know yourself. People don't know where to start at to get to know themselves.
To even look, right?
Yeah. So we can't blame them for not knowing.
No, not at all.
But first things first, for anybody to find themselves or even think about a change or feel like they missing out on something, first they gotta understand. You gotta look and search. You understand that there's information out here.
That's pseudo. Like, first you gotta know how to decipher bullshit. I look at it like this. Look at everything from 7 degrees. You feel what I'm saying? 7 different perspectives and 7 angles. That's how I look at it. Like, I might say to you and see something, right, and say, damn, this look like this. But if I look at it from this side, it changes. You understand what I'm saying? So everything is about the angle of how you approach it. Or perceive it, right?
So we look into, all right, so with education, how we go back to the, we gotta get back to, you know, regular things. So a lot of people in this religion, right? Religion helps a lot of people, and we say, because black people, we more people than people going around, right?
This is where it goes back to saying science, because if you knew that your pineal gland, right, can and your brain could grow and expand and thought,
right,
through nourishing it, through raw foods,
right,
alkalinity, you know what I mean,
being healthy,
that would change a whole aspect on you getting to your God, because you wouldn't think about hocus pocus when you getting down to the science.
Breaking it down to its rarest form.
Yeah. So if we knew that, okay, to get the melanin pumping, we need the raw foods and minerals and herbs, what God gave us. You understand what I'm saying? Just understand this, people. God don't make acid. The earth don't make acid. So what we really want to do to get to our path of enlightenment, to where we want to be, is alkaline as you can, basically. You want to try to stay away from anything that's processed. We say we need protein, right? Well, I ask, is protein a living thing? Exactly. So we don't need protein. With the way of the oppressor is always a fine print to it. You understand? It's nothing given without repercussion.
Now, say that again, Mike, because I don't think people, because that's an important line that motherfuckers don't understand. What basically the masters that, you know, took us and erased our history.
Oppressor. Everybody must realize you are not free. What's your last name? Ask yourself that. Who gave you the name? Did it come with a receipt? Ask yourself that. Did you come with working papers?
Did your ancestors believe in the Bible before they got here?
Not even just the Bible. Every piece of religion known to man. Every piece of religion,
yeah,
has been taken from the root of the metal nature. Majority, you understand? So we say, why would I want to go get the stuff cut up when I could go get the pure? Exactly. It don't make sense.
Exactly. It's like,
define God, right? God came with you to this earth. This is what people don't understand. The Creator came with us to this earth. Now, I would rather conversate with a person that never read or seen TV his whole life, and I would rather have his experience than a person that read a book, because everything you got is second-rate information. You don't even have to have specific information to destroy any of those doctrines. You ask common sense questions. Okay, the law said, Allah said, da da da. Okay, how? Who was there when he said it and give me the date? Impossible. So if you can't speak facts to me, everything you say in fairy tale. Because if you're a critical thinker and a critical thinker of logic, a lot of that stuff would. If we dealt with logic with those books, they would have been evaporated. People give God his power. Sad to say, the creator let us free will. Now you see how we got to do with anything. Like we basically, right? Sky's the limit, right? So we must look at what the creator has given us and put in our hands. People think you get a power to bestow, right? We get a power to bestow. And we have, as a one, now don't think of yourself. I'm talking about the human race, right? As one, as we move as one, doing the right things with our planet. Could you imagine we were, where would we be? Exactly. You understand what I'm saying? Because look at the greatest things we got from our ancestry, the pyramids, right? They still don't understand how they were made. Two, they were made about 500 years before they were built, if you get what I'm saying, the design. So when we were making things back in ancient Kemet, they were already created. They were just getting laid down. Get what I'm saying? So, and that was just a myriad of the people that came to this plane. We have people way before them, great nations. You know, like Gambia, Zimbabwe, Nubia was around that time. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? We got to get back to those ancient roots, the ways of our forefather, because the way we've been doing now ain't been working. If you don't live in oppression, show me where you at.
Because we all not on the same page, and that's what we trying to get it at. You feel me? Because we feel like it's so many African-Americans.
But my whole thing, right? Exactly. We got to get rid of the African-American perspective and put it all way African. And have everybody, if you're a person of color on this planet, you must understand where you're from. Even if you don't got color, you know where you're from. You know where you've been created.
Right.
You know what I mean? In other words. But we got to get back to that. We got to get back to dealing with mama, Mother Nature. We got to deal with mama. Yeah, because
that's how we used to. If you do your research, that's how we used to fucking rock out.
We never dealt in the ways of theory. And
we never labeled a situation to try to put people in categories. See,
no.
Pressure try to put people in categories because if you in a category, y'all can argue and bicker about
quote unquote
differences.
Civilize you. That's the whole problem here. People trying to control other people. It's been happening since the age of time.
Yeah, and it's right? Working, the dawn of time. Honestly, because a lot of these people with these religions and these books, if I ask them why do they believe in them, a lot of them believe in it because that was passed down from their parents, their prior generation. It wasn't like, okay, go ahead and choose. No, you seen your mom or your grandma.
Right, it's ways, traits.
Yeah, we need reconstruction of the mind. Exactly.
We need to reprogram. That's what it get back to, people. We need to reprogram. Everything you were told was a lie. Everything that has to deal with us being who we are. Like my whole life, I thought my people back in Africa was all the shit they show you. And it's not that. You came from people that was doctors, legal lawyers. It was so much going on in Kemet that,
and it still is.
It still is, but not even just Kemet. You had other places too, but we had nations before we ever met European.
Like some people don't believe that it's a downtown in Africa. Like they don't believe it's a city.
They had cities before, but just the whole thing. They got the city landscape like the Brooklyn look and all that from Africa back then. See, but you wouldn't believe it because you never seen it. You know what I mean?
They don't show
you think those columns, those great Roman columns, where did, for one, the Romans were black in the beginning.
You're Roman just.
They were black in the beginning. So yeah. You think they got that off? Look at all that. The jazziest, the snazziest place in Europe is from African creation. It was cultivated from fucking Africans.
And that's the reason why they had the sauce. You gotta understand. We always had the sauce ever since the beginning of time.
Always.
And if you look at it now, we still got the sauce.
We always had it, but then when you see it from a scientific standpoint, it goes to your pineal and your melanin. Because
exactly.
The more melanin you have, the more civilized you are. Exactly. The more melanin you have, the more you can hear. The more melanin you have, the more you can taste. And the more melanin you have, the more you can see. And feel. Right, but we don't want to get feeling confused with touching. It's so deep, right?
Exactly.
So when you look at it, right, if I swing on you in front of your face, right, you might say you felt wind, but you're going to feel it in the back of your head if I swing behind you too, right? Well, that's because your hair just reacts and is sort of like antennas,
right.
Just like on a cockroach or, you know what I mean? It works just like antennas, and you could feel, and it even... If I believe, I might be wrong, but it even let off, forget the word,
pheromones,
for women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For women.
And men too.
No, I'm saying for us, like say our afro.
Right.
It'd give all pheromones to a woman, like attractor.
Right, exactly.
Now, when you go to see that, right? Now, we're not trying to say that we're better than anybody, but we can't deny God-given talent. That's like the little kid, right? The fat little kid that get 2 seconds to play in the game. Just because he's on the team with LeBron James, we're not going to acknowledge it? No, that's not right.
Exactly.
That'd be discrimination.
And that's the whole thing. Like, when we talk about the certain things, it's not about we're better than anybody. It's the whole thing is we got
to
know
ourselves. We're trying to get you out the mud. We got to get out the mud. Our whole basis is out of mud talk. We done got it out of the mud. I'm tired of that shit. Because if we claim to the mud, what do they claim? Do you understand that? We are equal. If we're gonna, if we have to dumb ourselves down and consider ourselves equal, well then, let's even the playing field. I can't understand. See, you can never know yourself and be educated. You cannot not know yourself and be educated. It's impossible. Because look at these dumb fucks with this reparations. It's no way you speaking for us as a whole if you saying we don't need reparations or we're going to destroy ourselves. Because we never had a chance to even see. You don't have no example to say this happened and we gave them this money and they fucked up. No. So if we go back to say, right, if we did all start off the same way, right? And we meet quota, or we meet the standard of society, right?
Right.
Then we got a big fucking problem here. We got a big fucking problem. Because we're still dealing with oppression. It never stopped. How you ain't gonna give me a reparation for some shit I gotta deal with 4 months from now? What are you talking about?
Right.
What are we... Give me my money. This is what we talking about. But we not asking. See, we got these fucking Uncle Tom ass niggas.
Right.
They house still, niggas.
Because they still trying to
be accepted.
Exactly. Inside their civilization.
They don't feel nothing right until the white man say, okay, that's cool. Just like the motherfuckers in the store I go to. And it's crazy because I still give them my positive energy. Because that's going to shape it overall.
And the crazy part, though, I respect the white man for that. Because he know what it is.
No, I don't respect it. Because...
No, I don't respect it on that. But I'm just saying that he know that them giving us a shot is basically giving us their country. Basically.
Right. But not at all. Because we don't want their country. Because we got our fucking own. This is what we got to realize. They don't give a fuck about this country. This is extras.
Yeah.
This is extras. This the Knicks. Listen, they have Africa where every resource is. The Congo produces everything for phones, everything for steering wheels. I forget the material, but the material that the Congo produces, I think that like 90% of it comes only from the Congo.
Right.
Meaning they need the Congo. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course they need the Congo.
So. This is extra commerce. and having fun. And yeah. But they get a lot of money from here too. But Africa has every resource. We would need no one for nothing, and the world would need us. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? They push natural gas so much to get your eyes right going green off of the oil they swapping out.
Right. And this is how I can tell that we're fucked up. Don't you know how you can tell that, especially African Americans, when you just turn so like don't get people confused? But don't you know how you know we're fucked up? Because you can ask any other race, like, where are you originally from?
Mm-hmm.
And they will break this shit down to you. Even a white person.
Ask an African American, they're going to say North Carolina. That's a problem. And that's what I'm saying. You ask a white person, right? Like, a couple people I deal with. Now, they'll tell you, in Ireland, since you're 40 hours.
Exactly.
I don't know no one from nowhere.
Right?
Africa's a big-ass continent.
Exactly.
Just think, if it go like the books go, right? 144,000 tribes God made, and when you die on Judgment Day, you go with your tribe and you get judged, right?
Right.
We don't have a fucking tribe.
No, at all.
So therefore, it just goes to this, people. Hopefully, don't got a dumb down here, because it's a message and everything. Just understand, if you have a pineal, right?
Right.
And your pineal makes you more spiritual. Fact that if you enlighten yourself enough, alter consciousness and all that type of stuff, right? And they are on the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to melanin, right? Wow. They never connected with who? Right? Or very seldom, right?
Right. Well, you're talking about connected with nature.
Nature. Spirituality. It's hard. Do you understand? It's complications there.
Right.
But this is the same people that people get God from. How does that work?
Some
How are
they
the
copy.
Gatekeepers? Do you understand what I'm saying? No. And it goes back to the Uncle Tom. We had to watch for them agents in the field. That's why we're not educated. Because there's always a nigga trying to stop us.
Always.
It's always a hidden worker.
But that's the reason why they've been...
But we gotta get back to our roots. Start studying the metal natural. Look up the 42 laws of my eye, 42 confessions of my eye. That's where we gotta go, people. Because we didn't have anything. And you can say, all right, well, I don't need nothing. Because if that was, how you gonna go and do that? So you ain't gonna go get the Africans a chance. You get that white man all that chance, all of his.
Keep it real. We not even giving them a chance. They giving us
a chance.
And we giving them a chance. It's both.
No, we're both coming to the playing field, because at the same time, we're not going by. No, fuck that. Fuck all that. We ain't did shit. I ain't trying shit. Fuck all that. We're going by your body as ancestry wise. Not you. I'm not talking to the vessel.
Exactly.
I'm talking about
your ancestors.
Your lineage.
Exactly.
So therefore, if I've been sold into slavery, a reparation is my demand. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
And then another thing that I was looking at yesterday on Breakfast Club with the boy Dapper Dead, right? He said some shit about our culture. It's not about a race thing. It's our culture. Well, they said something about our culture. And one thing he said that I agree with is a global thing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this shit just not in America, man. Like, we look at this shit, we just think about this
shit. No, it's not just... That's what I'm telling you. The descendants is the DOS, baby.
Yeah, like, the world rock off of our vibes. You understand what I'm saying?
Not even just the world. Bro,
the world.
Ireland had racism. Do you understand? South America. Yeah. Everywhere, it was racism. It's conquerors everywhere, bro.
Yeah, but you got... But you got to... Yeah. But I'm saying, like... It's conquerors, but I'm talking about, where do they get the sauce from? Like, the shit that we enjoy and that we partake in, we are the influencers.
But it goes back, this is what I'm telling you, it goes back to your melanin.
Exactly.
The more melanin you have, the more musical you are.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? You hear different sounds. We hear sound better than them. Do you understand?
Exactly. So that's why we got
to... Only thing they greater at is being fucking bitter.
It's vicious.
Stealing.
Yeah,
because
vicious.
You gotta have a better mindset in the cold. Think about how it is when you cold as shit in Philly, minus 30. You try to figure out the fastest way to get warm. Get the fuck, where you gonna go? We gonna, and then think about it, right? You cold as hell. Now bring the cave mentality in with the ice age. Now, you got a whole, you got about 300 people in one room. You understand that?
You know
it's
they,
so infested, we shitting next
they
to
not
each
100%
other.
Human. They talk about us not being human, but they're the only ones that got descendants of
canines.
Yeah, Neanderthals and canines. Like, Neanderthals is not human.
And it's never been proven what the fuck they are. Exactly. It's never been proven, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Only people that don't got the DNA of a Neanderthal is African Americans and Africans of the African descent. We the only ones that don't have fucking no Neanderthal, no traces of that DNA tree, except for them. And the shit weird as shit to me. Like, it's funny. Like, it's shit. It's like the shit that they say to make us feel some type of way is what they are.
They base their life, they base our life off of theirs. And people fall for it. And because the first line they make you understand is what? What's the first line in that Bible?
God said, let it be light, and it was light.
No, all men were created equal. It's a fucking lie. They tried to will their way in from the rip. Yeah. Like, we can't fall for something that's not true. Understand, people, all right? Now, to break down. Your pineal, right? You need your pineal gland. Now, we're not saying it stops you from getting upset or stops you from getting stressed. But remember, you need something to deal with that stress. The same thing you call on a Xanax for. The same thing you call on a Percocet for. The same thing you call on even a Advil for is through your pineal, through your melanin. You cannot heal the body without attacking the digestive system, right? And to keep your digestive system working properly, you need your pineal bringing in melanin. You understand that? Because the melanin tells a liver how to be a liver. The pineal, the melanin in your body, right, is the liquid like server. You understand what I'm saying? Liquid messenger. Right. It goes through your body, telling your body how to be the body. Basically, now, if you're not eating right, you're clogging where the melanin's supposed to get through. Each blood cell you have, right, comes through your veins and stuff one at a time. One at a time. So if you clog it a little bit, then what? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what the mercury does in your body.
Right.
It clogs where your blood comes through. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So we gotta understand with eating right, keeping our body on the right circadian rhythm, right? 12 o'clock from 4 a.m. to 12 p.m. Making sure we fast. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That'll put your body right back on track after about 6 months to a year. Now, we start to see difference and change. If your face black on the sides, right?
Right.
Dark face on the sides, your digestive tract, you need to check it out.
Right.
You understand? If your nails, you got a line across your nails, you need to check your digestive tract. Anything that happens with your head comes from your stomach. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything that's a head problem means something in your stomach isn't right. So we use our food to heal mind, body, soul, and spirit.
Right.
Because it's a balance. It's no way. If the body is not right, the mind can't rest. Right? If the mind not right, the body can't work. And if the body can't work, you fucked in this world, right? You'll have no spirit.
Right.
You'll be down on the luck, so to say, right?
Right.
So, to educate ourselves, to be educated, is to look back on our ancestors. Look back on the lives they had and open them genes we got. We got the information already in us. This is what we ain't understanding. We keep thinking we dirt and we are gold. You have ancient blood in you. You have ancient genes and ancient cells that tell more than any scientist could tell in this world. A gene of your fucking body got more information than any scientist in this world. And we ain't realizing that. We don't realize what melanin can do. We don't realize that it can, we could open our ancient genes. You understand what I'm saying? So I say, and get to the enlightenment knowledge that we've been hoping for, but we can't do because of our diet. We've been eating European like a motherfucker. We are African. We got to understand it. We are people of nature. We are people of rhythm. You can see it with dancing. You ain't never see a black person say 5, 6, 7, 8. Little boy, be 4-year-old, watch me whipping, and they all down the floor, Soulja Boy, and crank that. Right. You understand? We get it naturally. A lot of things come naturally with us. So if you think that you can't naturally come out knowing your mother and your father, that's a goddamn lie. Two. It's so crazy, right? We don't know shit. All in all is what I'm saying. We gotta figure out a whole lot. There's a whole bunch that come with our
once heritage, you break that door, first you gotta get past door.
You just gotta break that door of the non-believing. Right. And they tell you everything you supposed to know. And they just put it in another way. The non-believers and the cat.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
We've been believing the wrong shit. And they and then they give you so many. Listen, they give you that method from the 48 laws of power. The alright, basically, I back you into a corner, right? I'm a bull. I got two horns. You gonna pick A or you gonna pick B, but you gonna get hit by both.
Right.
One or the other. You know what I mean? So it's that kind of concept, because they give you so many options. You think you done found the right one because you said in my head one of them gotta be right.
Right.
So that's where we at, man. Talk black to us, man. That's all.